There's this fascinating research out there, particularly by a psychologist named Dr. Thomas Gilovich. One of his key findings is that people derive so much more lasting happiness from experiences than from material possessions. It's actually super interesting when he breaks down why.
Oh, absolutely. Experiences, they kind of weave themselves into your identity, don't they? A new gadget or a piece of jewelry, it's nice, but it doesn't stick to you, not in the same way a shared moment does.
Exactly. I mean, physical things lose their novelty, right? They don't evolve with us. But when you spend time creating a memory with someone, it becomes part of who you are. It becomes this shared story.
Oh, I love that phrase, shared story. It reminds me of a listener who shared her experience with us a while back. For her anniversary, instead of buying gifts, she and her partner planned a weekend getaway. They stayed in this tiny cabin, no TV, no distractions, just them, cooking together and going on little hikes. And you know what? Years later, that weekend is still a cornerstone of their relationship.
Wow, and that's such a clear example of how experiences outlast possessions. If they'd exchanged fancy watches or jewelry, those things might be sitting in a drawer now. But that connection they deepened together, that lasts.
It's also a reminder of how moments like that can offer, clarity in tough times. I remember a listener who said that when she went through a breakup, what kept her going were the memories of the trips she'd taken with her friends. The laughter they shared, the closeness. It's like those experiences became anchors for her identity, helping her remember who she was.
Right. Those moments give us something material possessions never can, a sense of connection, resilience, and unity. And what's really fascinating is that because experiences are intangible, we relive them in our minds. Every time you think back to hiking that tough trail or laughing over burnt pancakes, it reignites the same feelings of joy and togetherness.
That's so true. And it builds a foundation, doesn't it? Those shared moments bring you closer in a way that can really be healing, especially in relationships. No watch or designer handbag can do that.
Hearing stories like that really gets me thinking about how couples can consciously build those lasting connections. If you're looking to prioritize shared experiences over possessions, the first step might be asking, what do we love doing together? It's about finding shared interests and making room for them.
And that can be trickier than it seems, right? Sometimes life gets busy, you fall into routines, and suddenly you realize you haven't actually sat down to talk about what you enjoy doing together in, well, forever.
Exactly. It's like that first step is just acknowledging it's worth the effort. For example, sit down, make a list of things you've always said you wanted to try, whether it's hiking, learning to cook a new dish, or even something simple like taking a dance class.
Oh, dance classes. Those can be amazing. A listener actually sent in a story once. She and her partner took up salsa dancing as a sort of fun experiment. At first, they struggled to keep up, but she said it became their favorite thing. Even now, they laugh about stumbling over each other's feet in those early lessons. It's those moments of pure humanity, imperfection, really, that bond you and.
I love that. Sometimes it's not even about adding something brand new to your life. It can also be about elevating the small moments, like cooking dinner together, even lighting a few candles and making the table feel special.
Yes, that's it. It's the intention behind the experience that matters, yeah? You don't need to book fancy trips or spend a fortune. Some of the most powerful memories come from the simplest things when you're really present with each other.
And that's a really important point. Simple doesn't mean insignificant. A walk in the park or a chat over coffee, those are the kinds of moments that, deepen connection over time.
And if budget is a concern, there are still so many enriching options. Community workshops or volunteering together. Those can be such rich experiences, not just for you as a couple, but for the community you're helping too.
Exactly. And notice how those kinds of activities actually shift focus away from ourselves. They expand the connection outward into something bigger.
It reminds me of how volunteering together can also add a sense of shared purpose. I think that's so profound, not just being close physically, but aligned emotionally and mentally too.
Right, and as you do more of these things together, you're building what I'd call a relationship toolbox. It's this collection of joyful, shared memories that help keep the connection alive. You know, we talked about building up that relationship toolbox with shared experiences. But one of the biggest hurdles to doing that is often just life, isn't it? Busy schedules, tight budgets, different interests. It all adds up. But it doesn't mean it's impossible to make it work.
Exactly. Sometimes the idea of grand experiences can feel, well, overwhelming. But it doesn't have to be. Starting small and weaving moments of connection into daily life makes such a difference.
That's key, starting where you are. Take budgets, for example. It's so easy to think you need a lot of money for meaningful experiences. But even setting aside a small amount each month for a coffee date or a local event can be a game changer.
Oh, absolutely. And it's more about the intention behind it than the actual cost. Like, you could spend an afternoon cooking a meal together, right? Laughing over a new recipe gone wrong can be as memorable as a fancy dinner out, if not more so.
Right. Another approach is scheduling time as if it's non-negotiable. It's about committing to, say, one shared activity a month, or even a weekly walk around the block, without your phones or distractions. Those boundaries can make all the difference.
And time doesn't need to be perfect, does it? A listener once shared how she and her partner turned folding laundry into a fun, bonding moment. They played music, added a little friendly competition, even danced while sorting socks.
I love that. It's such a great example of how simple creativity can transform the mundane into something memorable. We often forget how much joy can come from just being present in the moment, together.
Exactly. And the reflection part is so important, too. Talking about shared experiences builds on them. It ingrains them into your relationship. Like, reminiscing about that ridiculous dance or a trip you took years ago brings all those feelings back to life.
Absolutely. It's like this reservoir of joy you're creating together. The more you draw on it, the deeper it gets. And honestly, in tough times, those memories aren't just nice. They're grounding. They remind you what you're building together.
Yes. So, if there's one takeaway for our listeners today, it's that you don't need perfection to cultivate connection. You just need a bit of time, a little effort, and most importantly, the intention to show up for each other.
Couldn't agree more. Every small moment matters. And really, isn't that the essence of love? To say, I value this time with you. On that note, take this as your reminder to go create your next shared story, big or small.
And that's all for today. Thank you for joining us. And as always, we hope these conversations help bring you closer by the day.